Welcome back to my house, Rosie on the House, an Arizona weekend tradition for 28 years. Glad you're tuned in. I've had a lot of fun broadcasting this morning so far, 3 hours of rock'em sock'em fun.
Great lineup, great guests, great location, the Pepsi Amphitheater in the Fort Tuthill County Park. Just south of Flagstaff, it's on the 89A exit, which is what you would take if you were leaving Flagstaff going into Sedona Oak and you Creek. Wanted to take the scenic route.
Yes.
But you came up yesterday.
No. When I hit Sedona, I veered off to Oak Creek Village.
Oh, you did. Okay.
When it came up that way. We're here for the Get Outdoors Expo with Mike Russell, who has brought all of his outdoor friends, including Arizona Game and Fish. And how about this Direct Tools Factory Outlet, Bud? What is that? You were over there visiting with those guys. Who is that?
They are owned by the parent company that owns Ryobi, Dirt Devil, Hoover, Milwaukee, and Homelite. All different product manufacturers, tools, vacuums. So when a product is returned back to the retailer for whatever reason, that's not just thrown away. The company takes them back, brings them back to the factory, and puts them through another test line to see if there's a problem or a defect. Now, sometimes it may just be it was more than the person needed.
Right.
Some people are unscrupulous, buy a tool, use it one time for what they need, and then they'll return it.
Yes.
So they make sure there's nothing wrong with it, send it to this direct factory tools, and sell it for 15% to 20% to 25% below retail rate. And they've got a location in Glendale and the Tangier outlets, and then another one in Chandler, somewhere off the 101 and 202.
Wow, I'm not aware of them. This is the first time I've seen them. They got some nice generators over there.
They're pretty new. I've been getting their direct mailers for only about 6 months.
Okay, and we've got the ride now, vehicles, the full lineup of off-road and off-highway vehicles. We've got Desert Pheasant Recreation, which is up at the old Chauncey Ranch. We've got Tractor Supply here. We've got Fishing Game here with archery demonstrations. And we've got the Flying Dogs, which they set up right next to our broadcast booth.
They don't have wings. These aren't unicorn dogs.
So if you hear the barking in the background, there aren't guard dogs that are tracking us down. Those are actual playful dogs that are jumping, leaping through the air after the buoys that they're throwing into the pond, and we're getting to see dogs fly 30, 27, 28, 29, 30 feet, 8 to 10 feet above the air. Really pretty impressive. There he goes. Wham! See, okay, that was 30 feet, wasn't it, Jeff?
I think you're a little 20.
20? Okay, all right. At my angle, it looked like 30. Jeff Carmichael from Rias is joining us. He drove up from the valley this morning. And, Jeff, I may have something to take all your thunder away. You spend your whole time down in the valley trying to get people to live more comfortably through the summer.
Yes.
And I think I've unlocked the ultimate key to that.
I think you have.
Yeah. Get a cabin in Flagstaff.
That's right.
how much nicer could this be?
You can't be, AC is on high, leaving your house, and then by the time you get up here, it's off and the windows are down.
Oh,
you can't beat it.
Man. So Rias is one of our Rosie Certified home energy audit providers. One of the things we talked about in the 9 o'clock hour is how to pick a contractor. How are you going to pick that particular contractor that's going to do the work at your home? And I don't know that I could get on a podium high enough, a soapbox big enough, to shout loud enough, not all home energy audits are created equal. And I actually, Jeff, was on the very verge of starting a new business.
Okay.
I was going to be the independent third-party reviewer of home energy audits.
Okay.
And hopefully run several home energy audit companies out of business.
I'm a large advocate of that.
Gosh. I have to tell you, that's something I think the utility companies could do a lot better job of, is monitoring these recommendations that some of these energy audit companies are given. Some ought to be literally run out of town.
Yeah, we agree. It's a tough battle when you let so many contractors dabble into the energy audit program. For example, if I install insulation and I would like to bring on an energy audit sector to my business, Well, all I know and all I do is insulation. So what do you think my recommendation is going to be?
Insulation.
Right.
And because no one could stay in business as a home energy audit, they all have to sell something.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And you know, our funding has even been cut in half. And that was, to an extent, a good thing that we hope will weed out some of those contractors.
Yes.
That are not practicing, you know, the right technique and the right recommendations for a home.
The world of building science has come incredibly far, and I want to say in the last decade.
Yeah,
I agree. We were inching forward for a lot of years through the 70s and the 80s and the 90s and the first part of the 21st century. But I tell you what, since about 2003, 4, 5, 6, we have seen an incredible amount of technology, both in products and application and protocol and procedure on creating the healthy house.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, and it's great. And it's really well monitored. It's nice to see, you know, the city inspectors are avid on swinging by, especially the home improvement or the home energy efficiency upgrade contractors. A lot of the city inspectors are swinging by our job sites and ensuring that we are doing the right things for the home. So
that's awesome. If you've got a phone question, you'd like to join the conversation, we have open lines right now, 1-888-767-4348. If you want to share your success stories about super cooling, if you want to share your success stories about home energy audits at your home, or if you're considering getting a home energy audit, y'all are currently running a special for the Rosie listeners, correct?
We are. We're going to be, excuse me, it's distracting with all the dogs jumping.
The flying dogs, yes.
We're offering the $99 energy audit, but we're pairing that with your air conditioning tune-up. So it's never a bad time to do a tune-up or that regular annual maintenance on your air conditioning system. Doesn't matter the time of year. If you missed it in the spring or if you're gearing up for fall, please take advantage of that. So
now this is for Phoenix area residents only.
For Phoenix, yes.
And okay. Not all residents apply. We had Susan wrote in yesterday and said, I've called to get an energy audit for my condo, and it's like $300. What's up?
Yeah, so unfortunately, APS and SRP don't subsidize us to do that $99 energy audit.
And that's what an energy audit would cost if it wasn't subsidized.
Exactly, yeah. So the $300 that you're hearing there is without the subsidy that we would receive to perform the energy evaluation.
Now, even if it wasn't subsidized for a home, $300 energy audit, I think, is well worth it because there's very few products that you install that are less than $300. So it's a protection to the homeowner to know that they're not wasting $10,000 on windows that, you know what, they already had a perfectly sealed double pane window on their home that
exactly
paid no benefit. So it's a great protection. It's subsidized only $99. Does it make sense for her to spend that $300 on a condo?
You know, it depends on the severity of your issues. So if you have an outrageous utility bill, I would, you know, deem that necessary. Poor indoor air quality would be another one. But, you know, anyone is more than welcome to use and utilize our free consultation to their advantage. We come out to homes at no charge with one of our energy analysts, and he'll take the time to walk through your issues, walk through your utility bill, walk through your condo, your house, your attic, wherever he can get, and just do a visual inspection to get a really good idea and a good understanding of how necessary is this energy audit for you and how will it benefit you.
We're here with Jeff Carmichael from Rias, one of the Rosie Certified Home Energy Audit Companies. We've told him about your special that you're giving for Rosie on the House listeners in Maricopa County. You'll do the home energy audit plus an air conditioning tune-up for $99. But you know what we didn't do?
What didn't we do?
Give him a phone number.
And you can reach us at 480-969-7500. I have Heather taking calls this morning. If she's going to get backlogged, so please feel free to visit our website at reeis.com. That's reeis.com. Fill out an online inquiry, and I'll get in touch with you first thing Monday morning. So.
Okay. Let's go back to this free visit y'all are willing to do with your home energy experts. Because like this email from the condo, the utility companies kind of, my hat's off to the utility companies for getting involved in this program. Their position is, look, if we can subsidize these home energy audits and truly uncover what in all these homes is sucking unnecessary energy? We're going to be doing ourselves, the utility companies, a favor right. by kind of lowering the peak of demand
That's
at
right.
the surge of the middle of the hot, hot summer afternoons down in the valley desert floor.
That's right. Yeah, it's a good – the utility companies, I tell homeowners all the time, they're not the bad guy. They're not out to get you. You know, when they have to buy the energy at X amount of rates to deliver to your house, and when they're paying more, you know, they need to find a solution for that. So.
And to really solidify that, just go out to your main breaker, shut it off on a 115-degree day, and see how long till you flip it back on.
That's
You'll
right.
find out they're your friend.
They are your best friend.
That's a great perspective.
That
Absolutely
is.
Great perspective.
Yep.
Taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348 right here at Rosie on the House. I wanted to take a new angle. We've had Jeff on several times before to cover this hot topic of saving money in the summer on your utility bills. And we've covered it a lot of different angles, but one angle I wanted to approach it with Jeff today is in the home energy audits, you could, as a homeowner, get a list of recommendations. Generally, those recommendations start with the very low-hanging fruit, the very easy things to take care of, the very high return on investment. I'm talking about simply caulking and watching your weather stripping and enclosing and encapsulating receptacles and junction boxes on your exterior walls. Let's make sure your filtration. Let's do an air blower test and check the pressure of your house. We do something that's called pressure mapping. We also want to check the integrity of your ductwork. So with all of this inspections going on, we're going to come back with a list of recommendations that it could include new windows, new air conditioner, new light bulbs, additional insulation, some weather stripping tune-up, and more. We're going to cover which of those things you can expect the highest returns on investment right when we get back.